There are questions in life, and certainly some of them are set in sports, and perhaps none of those is as poignant and as deep as the one you'll hear in lots of sports stadia.
Who let the dogs out?
15 years ago, the Baja Men released the song that would tear up the charts in several countries and become a staple at sporting events the world over. Ben Ryder wrote about the Baja Men in Where Are They Now, a column for Sports Illustrated. Ben, tell us how the song, which is now almost universally known, was almost lost to obscurity.
Someone went into the office of a record producer named Steve Greenberg. The guy's name was Fat Jack, and his band was called Fat Jack and His Pack of Pets. He played the song for Steve Greenberg, and he said this was one of the worst songs he'd ever heard in his whole life. Something about the song's hook, however, stuck with him.
By the way, depending on your musical taste, Greenberg is either a hero or a villain. He also produced this 1997 Hanson hit. Yeah, I think that's about enough of that. Anyway, Greenberg got the Baja Men into the studio. They are talented musicians, but they had a problem with one thing at the recording session. What was that?
One of the problems was none of the Baja Men could bark up to Steve Greenberg's specifications. So on the record, when you hear the barking, that's Steve Greenberg himself leading the way. Steve Greenberg likes to say that he has produced two of the most despised songs in history between Umbop and Who Let the Dogs Out.
When the single was released, Greenberg hired a marketer. Normally, that person's job would be to push radio stations to play the song. But Greenberg had something else in mind. What was the strategy and how did it work?
He envisioned fans across the country singing this song in stadiums. So what he did was he hired a marketer named Fred Traub to go to the stadium directors of each stadium across the professional sports landscape with this song and say, hey, you guys got to listen to this. Your fans are going to love it. Your players are going to love it. The first team to bite on this in the year 2000 were the Seattle Mariners. Their stadium director, a guy named Greg Green, put the song on as a joke accompanying the at-bat of a country western catcher named Joe Oliver. Played it one time. Then another player on the Mariners said, you know what? I want you to play that song as my at-bat music. Mm-hmm. That player was Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod. Was really the one who first made this song popular.
The title of your article claims that this song, quote, forever changed music's place in sports. Is that a little marketing there, or is that claim legitimate?
I think that claim is legitimate. It used to be that stadium entertainment directors would simply pick whatever song was popular at the time and play it. This is the first time that recording companies would directly market songs to arenas. This was a big business that did not exist before Who Let the Dogs Out.
My understanding is that the actual subject of the song is a disagreement at a club. So what makes it so popular at stadiums, you think?
Right. Well, if you listen closely to the lyrics, it's really about women in a club looking at men and saying, these no good men are back. What are they up to? Nobody listens to the lyrics. You listen to the infectious beat. You listen to the barking. It's widely appealing to kids. It has its sports elements in there because it's such a great stadium song. And it has everyone's favorite pet, dogs. Those three things, it checks all of those boxes. It was really a viral internet phenomenon before such a thing really existed.
Ben, Who Let the Dogs Out is the only sports anthem that the Baja Men have to date. Will it remain as popular as it has been over the last 15 years?
You know, it seems that way. In some ways, it's one of the most famous songs of all time. I went down to the Bahamas to watch them perform this song before a crowd of 20,000 people at something called the Junkanoo Carnival in Nassau, Bahamas. 15 years later, 20,000 people were still barking along to this song. This is something that will never die.
You can link to Ben Ryder's essay column, How Who Let the Dogs Out Forever Changed Music's Place in Sports, by visiting onlyagame.org. Ben, thanks very much. This has been fun.
Thanks, Bill.